With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden says the aid bill that he has signed will put the brakes on Russian President Vladimir Putin's vision of breaking up NATO.
If Putin triumphs in Ukraine, the next move of Russian forces could very well be a direct attack on a NATO ally. And you all know full well that invoking Article 5 of the North Atlantic Treaty would be the first thing that comes to mind, which declares an attack on one is an attack on all.
The $95 billion war aid measure also includes assistance for Israel, Taiwan, and other allies. Former President Trump has complained that European allies have not done enough for Ukraine. Mr. Trump's alleged hush money trial takes the day off today and will resume on Thursday. Also at SRNnews.com, a ship near the strategic Bab el-Mandeb Strait has seen an explosion in the distance, marking what may be a new attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels through the crucial waterway for international trade. President Biden has granted clemency to 16 people that were convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. Here's more from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Using his clemency power, the president pardoned 11 people and commuted the sentences of five others. In a statement, Mr. Biden said many of these individuals received disproportionately longer drug-related sentences than they would have under current law. He said the pardon recipients have demonstrated their commitment to improving their lives, and the commutation recipients have shown that they are deserving of forgiveness. Greg Clugston, Washington.
After a hot week, Wall Street has slowed down now. The Dow is dropping 153 points, the NASDAQ off 44, the S&P 500 21 points in the red. This is SRN News. The Bible will feature in an auction this summer. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Amongst the items that will be on the block at Christie's in London will be the Crosby Shoyan Codex. It's the oldest complete version of the first epistle of Peter and the book of Jonah. The ancient manuscript is written in the Coptic language on papyrus. It is expected to fetch about $4 million at the June auction. Last year, a 1,000-year-old Hebrew Bible was sold for $38 million at Sotheby's in New York. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is dropping a request for a Seattle hospital to hand over records regarding sex change operations performed on children from Texas. It's part of a settlement of a lawsuit filed by Seattle Children's Hospital against Paxton's office. For its part, the hospital has agreed to withdraw its registration to transact business in Texas. This is SRN News. A 29-year-old suspect in a break-in at the home of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has been charged with burglary and vandalism. Ephraim Matthew Hunter, charged with a felony count of first-degree residential burglary and a felony count of vandalism. The mayor, her daughter, son-in-law, and grandchild were in the home at the time. They were not injured. The Federal Trade Commission banning some non-compete agreements.
According to the FTC, about 18% of the workforce in the U.S. is covered by these agreements, which prevent workers from obtaining new jobs or starting new competing businesses. The rule would ban these agreements for workers and force companies to let current and past employees know they won't be enforced.
That's Tisha Stevens. Boeing reporting a $355 million loss for the first quarter. The company under increasing scrutiny from regulators and faces accusations of shoddy work from a growing number of whistleblowers. More details at SRNnews.com.